So just read a LinkedIn post from a young entrepreneur, 26, out of, I think, Australia, runs an app development agency. They've got like 400 employees doing like 20 million in revenue. Kid is just crushing it. And he posts every day on LinkedIn, and I follow a lot of his stuff. And he was talking about today in this post about how the game is rigged. And he said, you know, the game is rigged because it's not about it's not about the ability to get a yes. It's about the ability to push through 1,000 no's. As I was processing that, I just started thinking about the importance of consistency. I had a really great meeting today, a guy named Dusty Rollins, who's a really cool entrepreneur here locally. Connected with him via LinkedIn. He invited me out to a Magic game a few weeks ago. He's got a really cool network of entrepreneurs that he's building. And we were talking about this idea of consistency while we were meeting. And then that, you know, I followed up by seeing Josiah's post today about being able to push through 1,000 no's to get to the yes. And it's your ability to be persistent and consistent in pushing through those no's that is ultimately going to determine your success. And I kind of started to unpack that more. I just started thinking about people in my life that I'm seeing succeed right in front of my eyes. So I think about my friend Dale Dupree. This guy sells copiers. He's like he's the VP of sales for a big copier distributor here in Orlando. Before that, you know, he's been in the copier industry for over a decade. And the dude sells more copiers than quite possibly any human on the planet. That's, you know, I don't know that at all, so don't take my word for that. But he's told me, you know, his income and and what the normal copier salesman income is. And he is absolutely obliterating anyone else, in at least this, based on the stories he's told me. But the reason he's obliterating everybody and selling more copiers than so many people is because he shows up every freaking day and he prospects and he focuses on his, you know, top 100 accounts, and he shows up to those offices and he, you know, he brings treats, he starts conversations, he gets noticed, he stays on top of their radar. He's constantly adding companies to that list as he finds out that other companies aren't, you know, aren't qualified or don't fit. But he consistently does that. That's a rhythm that he does every single day. I look at, you know, my buddy Patrick Hodgson, who just landed an incredible opportunity with Drift, which is a fast-growing startup in Boston that just, I think they just raised like a $21 million Series B or something like that. And he's going to be producing their podcast, Seeking Wisdom. And I think about, you know, what an incredible opportunity that is for him. He's also doing these story sprint workshops, you know, all over the country. And they're popping up everywhere for him. And I think, well, the reason Patrick is seeing the success is because every day he connects people. He, you know, he's one of the best networking people I know, from the standpoint of just, he comes at it from a genuine place, not the networking that you typically experience at networking events. But he wakes up every day and he thinks about the people in his world and what are other people in his world that need, you know, what these other folks have to offer. And he's connected me to tons of people that are looking to do personal branding, looking to do podcasts, looking to do, you know, LinkedIn content. And I think that's why Patrick is seeing success, because he's consistent in making these connections. And over time, these connections end up panning out for him. And opening up incredible opportunities. I think about, you know, Mackie. You know, we started Two Words in January. You know, I helped come up with the idea, and Mackie just took it and ran with it. Got his first check in June after, you know, having the idea in January. And he'll likely do, you know, six figures in revenue by the end of the year, because every single day he's in a car, he's on a plane, going to a high school locker room, going to a high school sideline for a football game, going to do a talk in a high school gym. He's creating exceptional content for his target market, high school coaches, high school athletes. Every single day he shows up and he does it over and over and over again. He'll put a video on Twitter, then he'll, you know, post content on LinkedIn, and then he'll go to a high school and do a locker room talk. And then he'll be on a stage in front of 3,000 kids like he was yesterday in Georgia. He is showing up every single day and he's putting in the work. And because of it, his business is growing faster than any young business that I know of right now that is bootstrapped. And so, I think about my buddy Jeff Kaler, who's one of, you know, speaking at multiple Fortune 500 companies. He's at one right now, locked up a speaking gig for February at this massive, I think they're even a Fortune 100 company. And Jeff is the same way. You know, he is consistently building relationships with strategic people that can open up doors for these speaking opportunities for him. He's creating, you know, magic moments, as he calls them, for so many people every single day, and he's sharing those stories. And because of that consistency, he's seeing the world open up to him. You know, our business right now is exploding because for the better part of 2 years, I've been doing a daily podcast, showing up every single day, posting content. And for the last several months, I've been posting daily content on LinkedIn. And through that, you know, we've got two of the biggest opportunities that we've ever had on our plate. And it's so exciting, but it came as a result of consistency. And that, to me, I just think there is so much power in inconsistency, showing up every single day, putting in the work, and so many people won't do it. You know, I was talking to this guy at, Dusty, this evening, or this afternoon, just, you know, telling him LinkedIn strategies and things I'm doing there that are working, and, you know, posting daily content, using engagement groups, you know, to get people to engage with your content early on, and then that, you know, lights the match, and then the LinkedIn algorithm takes over, and if the content's good, it's going to explode. And you're just sharing all this stuff with him and going, you know what, Dusty, but I have zero problems or qualms sharing this with anybody, because for every 50 people that I tell about this, only one or two are actually going to do anything with it, because it takes work. Like, it takes showing up every single day and putting in the work, and so many people are just not willing to do it. And I get it. It's hard. You've got a life, you've got a family, you've got dodgeball league, you've got all these other things competing for your time. And if building a business or advancing in your career isn't, you know, a priority for you, I totally get why other things take precedent over that. But if building a business, if advancing in your career, if you do have aspirations to grow in that way professionally, you've got to start being consistent and doing the activities that you know are going to unlock opportunities for you over time. It's not going to happen with the first connection you make, or the first locker room talk that you do, or the first, you know, afternoon of prospecting that you do. But you do those things consistently over and over and over again, and you are going to win. And what's interesting to me as I look back on, you know, these different people that are crushing it right now, they're all consistent in different ways. So, you know, my buddy Jeff doesn't really prospect at all, but he's extremely persistent and consistent in building relationships and creating magic moments for people. And so he doesn't need to meet a whole lot of people because he does such a good job at consistently creating these incredible experiences for them that he becomes unforgettable. And so he only needs to get in front of, you know, maybe 10 or 20 people a year. But he knows that if he gets in front of the right 10 or 20 people, he's so consistent in his ability to create an incredible experience for them that they're going to be talking about him for years to come. And I've seen that happen to him over and over and over again. Whereas Dale's consistency is in showing up every single day and prospecting. Patrick's consistency is in making connections for people and analyzing his network every day, saying, how can I make connections? All, you know, Mackie's consistency is in figuring out how he can get in as many locker rooms as he can, giving away talks, you know, doing whatever he can. He does a lot of prospecting too, but he's kind of he's outsourced that. He's got somebody on his team that's doing the prospecting for them, and you know, finding guests for their podcast, Coach 360, and his consistency has been with Twitter and putting out incredible content on Twitter that brings in a ton of inbound interest for him. So it seems like every day he's got an opportunity coming in from Twitter saying, hey, I want you to come talk to my kids in our locker room. Can you drive 4 hours to do it? He does it. And then 80% of the time, might even be more than that, it converts into a sale of a curriculum, which is an annual sale that he's hopefully going to get for years and years and years and years to come. And so all of these folks that I'm seeing that are crushing it, they're all consistent, and they're consistent in different ways. But the underlying theme is that they're all consistent. And so that's what I'm thinking about tonight. And I'm going to write a LinkedIn post about it tomorrow. Just really excited about this idea that there seems to be a cheat code for success. And consistency is it. And obviously you can't be consistent with something that is not delivering results. But if you are consistent with anything, you will hopefully expedite the realization that what you're being consistent in isn't working. And so when we were first launching our podcast, we thought that sales executives were going to be the ones to buy our service. You know, we did a daily show. We reached out to a ton of VPs of sales. We were consistent. And within 6 months, we realized this is not the market for this service. Every time we mention the word podcast in terms of like having them produce a podcast for themselves, every single time the VP of sales would say, oh, talk to my marketing person. Well, if we weren't consistent in pursuing sales executives, we wouldn't have known to pivot to talking to marketing people. We're going through a similar pivot right now where for a year and a half, we've been insanely consistent with reaching out to VPs of marketing and CMOs with our service. A year and a half later, after getting much more traction than we did with sales executives, we're starting to see, man, you know, it still feels like rolling a rock up a hill. So because of our consistency, we're pivoting again and selling to purpose-driven CEOs, people at the top of their organization that already believe that their personal brand is important. They just need help executing on it. And so we're positioning ourselves as the partner to come alongside them and help them with their personal brand. But all that to say, we didn't have to be right in the thing that we were consistent with on day one, but the consistency forced us to realize how to pivot and what to pivot into. So you've just got to be consistent in something. That's just, I'm wholeheartedly a believer in it. There's a reason that everybody and their mom talks about it, because it's just true. So that's what I'm thinking about today.